The shootings included a drive-by on May 28th in the 1500 block of Hay Street that left a male teen and a young man dead. Another young man was wounded. The shooting happened in broad daylight and with a detective in plain clothes at the location. The detective was there investigating another shooting that happened earlier in the morning. Kevin Faust has worked as a pastor at three Eastside Catholic churches during the past 11 years. He says residents don't want violent crime to take over the neighborhood just as brighter days appear ahead for areas near Fort Sam Houston.
It's hard, especially in a neighborhood where you see change starting to happen, but yet it seems like you get sucked back into some of the old ways and the things that people were used to in the neighborhood.
Faust blames the violent crimes in the neighborhood on a lack of education and job opportunities for young men in the area and substance abuse. He says police seem to be doing what they can to fight crime.
I think that they are, and I think that they're continuing to look for ways and strategies to deal with it and to deal with the people who are involved in it. I always have experienced that there's a good police presence here.
Faust is also a board member of San Antonio for Growth on the East Side, or SAGE. The organization is working to make sure the East Side gets its share of the economic revival going on downtown. They work to grow businesses and jobs and promote the area's history and culture. SAGE is hosting a breakfast meeting on July 18th with Police Chief William McManus for residents to share their concerns about crime. Both District 2 City Council candidates place crime fighting at the top of their agendas if elected. Former Councilman Keith Toney and Army veteran Jada Andrews Sullivan face off in an election on June 8th. The district might make gains against crime with some steady representation at City Hall. Five different council members have represented the district over the past 5 years. Brian Kirkpatrick, Texas Public Radio News.